This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we are 58 years of service to our clients and community. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we welcome you, the Rich Zeoli listener, to our family. Because relationships matter to all of us. We are Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Zeoli podcast.
All right, there was big news when the FDA gave approval, or I should say authorization, for a very important drug to fight coronavirus. Welcome back to the show, 855-839-1210, The Zeoli Show. It's me, Rich, with you on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, and Facebook.com/Zeoli Show. Great to have you with us today, of course. But I want to welcome to the program, back to the program. He's been always generous with his time. The Commissioner of the United States Food and Drug Administration, Dr. Stephen Hahn. Hey, Commissioner, good morning.
Rich, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I want to start out by saying you're one of ours. We claim you. You graduated from the Lewis Katz School of Medicine at Temple University in Pennsylvania. And, of course, you were the big guy when it came to oncology right at Penn. So thank you for your service to our city all these years. We appreciate that.
Well, Rich, as you know, Philly's my hometown, and it's great to be back on the show with you. Thanks for having me.
Remdesivir, where do we stand with that? We got emergency authorization for that. Is that right?
We did. We issued emergency use authorization for remdesivir on May 1st. So what that means, authorization, is that we looked at the risks and benefits of the drug and looked at the data from one clinical trial, which showed a substantial benefit in terms of lower days of hospitalization. So we authorized it at that time. That's not a full approval. And so we revised that authorization later in the summer, in August, to expand as more data came in to additional types of patients, both mild and severe patients with COVID. And then just recently, as you know, we had the first approval of a drug, remdesivir, for the treatment of COVID-19. And that was for patients 12 years and older who require hospitalization.
So the drug is officially approved for treating COVID-19 patients in hospitals, and that's great news. This is really a landmark approval.
It really is, and it is, as I said, the first therapeutic approved, but also just shows you what the great biomedical research infrastructure in the country can do and what the private sector can do when we work together against something like COVID-19. It's a pretty remarkable event, and it's good news for the American people.
What has amazed me is that I was talking to two physicians the other day, and they were both in the ICU during the really dark days of this. And I asked them, I said, are things better now? And they said, things are so much better now because they figured out how to treat it. And they also have now therapeutics that they're able to use to treat it. This will go a long way in even making life so much easier for these doctors in the ICU.
That's right. And I think their point's very well taken. We are in a much different place than March and April when this started. We didn't know much about the virus at the time. Docs didn't know about the optimum way to take care of patients. But we've learned a lot over the last 10 months. And in addition to the great care that docs are being provided, certainly Philadelphia has some of the best medical facilities in the world. There are these therapeutics. There is remdesivir. There's convalescent plasma that have been authorized or approved. And so we are totally different place. There's steroids. And this is really good news. And, of course, considering that the virus is still with us, we continue to do research to look at other treatments that might be effective.
And so when we think about that and we hear the news about all these cases that are rising, and But people are beating it, which is good. And I'm not downplaying the fact that people don't want to get this virus, obviously, but they're beating it. Our numbers are great, but there's still some very vulnerable populations, right?
That's right. And that's one of the reasons why it's so important to limit the number of cases, because it is the vulnerable population that suffer the most from this, that need to be hospitalized or on ventilators. And that would be the elderly, so those over the age of 70. Some say 65 are risk, and I think even more important, or not more important, but just as important, are those who have underlying conditions that put them at risk. So high blood pressure, some cardiovascular heart diseases, certainly if you're getting chemotherapy for cancer or radiation treatments, those are the sort of people who are at highest risk for severe complications or even death from this. So we really have to protect grandparents, the elderly, and those with underlying illnesses that put them at risk. And we can do that. It's really important that we continue these important mitigation efforts of wearing masks, when appropriate, social distancing, hand washing. We need to continue that.
Dr. Stephen Hahn joins me. He is the commissioner of the United States Food and Drug Administration, and the breaking news is that they approved Gilead's remdesivir as coronavirus treatment, the first approved treatment for the virus. It's a very, very big deal, and it's because you've worked hard to break down the regulatory barriers that companies, pharmaceutical companies, and others have to face to be able to bring forward things like new testing, new treatments. That's all part of what has been called Operation Warp Speed, which is also where we stand with getting a vaccine approved at some point, right?
Yeah, we're breaking down the barriers and really, accelerating the process of review was one of the things that our terrific employees at FDA did, more than 17,000. They've been working overtime. Rich, listen to this one. Double our normal workload during COVID-19. So wow. In addition to approving cancer drugs and the other things that we do on a routine basis and that we've kept up, we've been working on COVID-19 and accelerating the therapeutics and the diagnostic tests, and it's a pretty remarkable set of circumstances and a pretty remarkable response from these employees. But yes, everybody's working overtime now. Of course, additional therapeutics are being looked at, treatments, and of course vaccines. And Operation Warp Speed is separate from FDA, but they have done just an amazing job of putting this together and accelerating the development process.
And you have made it very clear, you will not under any circumstances allow the FDA to approve a vaccine that is not meeting the criteria that you've set in place. And there's been pressure, at least according to news reports, that some forces have tried to ask you to maybe change the criteria, make it easier for approval. And I don't know how much of that is fake news or not, but you've said, no, the FDA has its guidelines and we're going to follow those rules. We're not going to change anything.
Rich, that's absolutely right. At the end of June, we put out our guidelines. We updated them in the beginning of October so that everyone was clear about what we were going to look at for authorization or approval of a vaccine. We are going to stay with that. You probably know last Thursday we had an outside group of experts that were convened for a vaccine advisory committee. That's a normal process for us. They will look at any application we receive in the future, and they'll apply the same criteria as we would. And so the process is going to be open. It's going to be transparent, but we are going to use the data and the criteria that our scientists have established, and we will not authorize or approve a vaccine before we've determined the safety and effectiveness. That's not going to happen. We will only do it when it meets our criteria.
And the White House has agreed to that. I mean, they've listened to you. You said to them,
that's
this
correct.
Is the way it has to be, and they've agreed with that point.
That's correct. As you know, they cleared our guidance document that stated that specifically, and that you're absolutely right about that, and we're all on the same page on what needs to be done for getting a vaccine authorized or approved.
The FDA and the White House on the same page to get a vaccine approved. That's important for people to understand, because the narrative in the media is that the White House is trying to overrule you every day, and morale's low at the agency, and you've got to push back against that.
Well, we have a process for looking at documents like our guidance document. We went through that process, and it's been cleared. And, what I tell the folks at the agency is that everything else at this point is noise. What we have to focus on is doing the absolute right thing for the American people and focus on the science and the data. And that's what I'm so proud of our team for doing.
Well, that's excellent. Well, I'm glad you're there. Dr. Stephen Hahn, the commissioner of the FDA, and the great news that we have the first treatment for coronavirus, remdesivir. And real quick, I'll let you go. I know you're a very busy guy, and I'm so grateful for your generosity of your time. But what really does remdesivir do? If somebody gets the coronavirus and needs to be hospitalized, what is the effect?
So remdesivir, I should have said that earlier. Thanks, Rich. Remdesivir is a drug that we call an antiviral, meaning it specifically targets the virus. Unlike steroids, which target inflammation and the inflammatory response, this will actually target the virus itself. So it's really the first drug that is specifically directed against the COVID-19 virus that showed a clinical benefit.
That's fantastic. And there are obviously other diseases out there. There's other things people are still trying to get FDA approval for. Is the agency able to handle that workload right now?
Yeah, we have something, absolutely. And again, remember, doubling of our workload, really impressive job by the employees at FDA, our scientists. We have something called user fee deadlines, which are really just metrics of how are we doing to make sure that we meet the deadlines for approval of drugs and other medical products. And remarkably, despite a doubling of our workload, we are meeting all of our goals for the user fee deadlines, which just tells you, how hard everybody's working on behalf of the American people.
Philly's own Dr. Stephen Hahn, Commissioner of the United States Food and Drug Administration, thank you so much for coming back on the show. Keep up the great work. I really appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich. My best to you and the people of Philly. Have a great day.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
That is the big story of the day today, by the way, the approval of remdesivir for COVID-19. It is the reason why, among other things, people are surviving this virus. And it's really important that we remember that, the treatments we've come so far in this. Fall is here, and Wawa has you covered with the coffee you crave. Start your routine with any of our freshly brewed varieties. Order ahead with the Wawa app. Now, any size coffee is $1, or fresh brewed iced coffee for $2. Gotta have a Wawa. My formerly Wawa hoagie stained fingers. My sizzly stained fingers.
Mm.
You know, Reagan is 6 months old now. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it.
My baby girl is 6 months old. It's unbelievable. And my son's turning six on Veterans Day.
Veterans Day already.
How is that possible?
Time flies.
Time flies, right?
I know. Even during the pandemic. I know. That's the thing, like in their little baby scrapbooks, you'll have Dylan and baby Reagan and saying, you were born at a surreal time in a pandemic.
Yeah. You are a COVID
baby.
Because COVID baby.
COVID baby.
Reagan mostly sleeps through the night now, which is great. You know, the Zioli Army chipped in, got her a beautiful crib, and she sleeps great. And I got to post a picture of that. But last night, however, she did not sleep. And I don't know why, but babies are unpredictable. She was up a lot in the middle of the night. So my wife takes care of her during the week so I can get a little sleep before I got to get up for the show. But she was up a little bit. But I have to tell you, the thing about my daughter is that at 6 months old, she never cries except for when she's overtired. Hmm. And then she cries.
Just like her daddy.
Exactly. She gets cranky when she's tired, just like me.
See?
And it's really cute. But yesterday, Patrick and I were hanging out, and Bridget took Claire to go have a little girl time, go shopping at Target.
Aww.
So me and Patrick hung out. We hung out with baby Reagan, and I forgot to put her down for her nap. And an hour later... she was losing her mind. And then at that point, I couldn't get her to calm down. She was overtired. And it was just, oh man, what a day. What a day it was. That stands out. That scream. You don't forget that scream.
No.
You don't forget that scream, boy. Anyway. So how are we looking today, Dawn? What's cooking?
Good. We have Zioli Show News Live. So 55 degrees, foggy drizzle right now. It will improve somewhat today. Obviously, it's a huge week, the week before the big election. So we have so much going on with Philadelphia officials have until this Wednesday in that federal case filed by the PA Voters Alliance and Republican lawmakers. So they're really trying to get this Court of Appeals in the federal court to consider blocking the use of this $13 million fund, private funding, to Philadelphia, Center, and Delaware counties. They say it helps get out the vote, but critics say, no, these grants are targeted, targeting municipalities with progressive voting records, and this is not right. So we'll see what happens with that. And again, we could see that as early as Wednesday. We have Elton John releasing the schedule for his postponed Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour in Hershey. So it's now put off to April 13th at the Giant Center in Hershey. So if you have your original ticket, it will be honored. And we have Mattel just releasing a Barbie inspired and approved by Elton John. So it's the Elton John Barbie. So he's Rocket Man. He's very excited about that and says it inspires fans, especially little girls, to fearlessly pursue their own dreams and limitless potential.
With a plastic doll made in China.
Yes, it's true. That is true. But it'll be collectible.
With a crappy plastic doll made in China. They can rip the head off. And all right.
But I wonder if Stalker will put that in his collection.
Do you have Barbie dolls in your 80s collection?
I do not. No. My wife has Cabbage Patch
Oh, those are valuable.
Dolls, but...
Oh, yeah. People used to kill for those dolls back in the day. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
None in their original packages, though.
Then they're not worth anything.
They're not worth anything.
Oh, still worth a little bit.
They're worth them gots.
Old, stained, and collecting dust.
Remember Garbage Pail Kids?
Yeah. I used to have those cards.
They were great.
Yep.
Garbage Pail. They were the Cabbage Patch Kids and then the Garbage Pail Kids. They were the kids nobody wanted.
I'm going to look for some unopened packages on eBay right now. Thank you very much for that, Rich.
Well, there you go. Happy to help.
News you can use. And we'll be talking this morning about all the supporters lined up. If you're in the line right now for the big Trump rally outside Allentown, please, let us know. We want to hear about it. We want pictures. NBC 10 covered extensively this morning. Huge crowd out there. Spent the night, so that's a lot of fun. We have the NBC 10 First Alert forecast today. Drizzle, cloudy with a high of 65 degrees. Tomorrow, the sun comes out, 63 degrees. Wednesday, sunny, 64. And then Thursday, that rain returns. We're watching Halloween Saturday, which so far looks like a sunny but cool day in the 50s. I'm Dawn. That's the Zioli Show News Live. So much going on, and we are always on the radio.com app.
Thank you, Dawn. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. USA Insulation is our sponsor of this hour of Nonstop Talk. Listen, when it comes to your home, have you noticed how your utility bills have jumped since we started spending so much time in our home? Or how uncomfortable your house really is? Turning the heat on one day, the AC the other, maybe on the same day. Well, if that was the case, and there's ever a winter, you're going to need USA Insulation. It's this coming winter. You're probably going to be working from home. You want to be comfortable. And you can save up to $1,000 on whole home insulation if you call ahead now. Call now ahead of the busy winter season. There's a tax credit for up to $500, and they're matching that with a $500 early bird discount. So even in normal times, as we spend more than half of our lives in our home, you want it to be comfortable. That's where we were about a year ago. The house was never comfortable. It was always freezing in the winter and always super hot in the summer. And then I called USA Insulation. And after they did their great work putting their premium foam insulation into the walls, what a difference it has made. And it pays for itself with energy savings. Every month your electric bill goes down for most people. And then it pays for itself. And then it puts money back in your pocket. You could save up to $1,000 on whole home insulation. USA Insulation, 267-551-1900. 267-551-1900. Or go to usainsulation.net. usainsulation.net.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of nonstop talk. The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in on all matters of the show today. It's great to have you with us. We always appreciate it. Always appreciate your thoughts and your hanging out and weighing in on how you feel about things that are going on in the show. Pennsylvania is absolutely going to be ground zero in this fight. So we are at the epicenter again of the 2020 election. No doubt about that. And I'm very, very excited about that fact because we have a lot to discuss. A lot to discuss. The Army-Navy game in December has been moved from Philly to West Point because of crowd limits in Philadelphia. It will do that because of the attendance limitations. And we'll talk more about that a little bit later in the show as well. But I want to ask a question. And that question, of course, is right now, what is on my cut sheet?
What's on the cut sheet?
Yes, Greg Stockard, executive producer of the show. What's on my cut sheet today?
So I know we've discussed this a few weeks ago, but what is the overall consensus, Rich Zeoli, of Jim Carrey as Joe Biden on Saturday Night Live?
It is lame. It is weak. He does not, because they don't make fun of him.
Agreed.
And it's a waste of Jim Carrey's comedic talents.
So over the weekend, USA Today had a story, lighten up everyone, voters can handle Saturday Night Live jokes about Joe Biden. So there's something going on where people think that last season they had Jason Sudeikis and Woody Harrelson both play Joe Biden, and both of them did a very, very good job. They took something about Joe Biden and they kind of amplified it and made it funny. Jim Carrey does not do that. He tries to, like, mimic Joe Biden, but nothing he's saying is funny. But they're doubling down on Jim Carrey as Joe Biden this season. They had the opening sketch is always a political one, so they lampooned the Trump-Biden
I saw it, by the way. I watched the opening sketch. It was so boring.
Yeah,
and I said to Bridget, I said, this is so boring because there's nothing funny about Joe Biden. They don't make him... They don't mock any aspect of him. All it is look how cool I am. Yes. I'm Mr. Cool Guy. That's basically the entire bit.
So the theory is that there's so much blowback online about this election is too important. We can't lampoon him. They kind of did that with Sarah Palin and they made her, kind of likable or funny. So they don't want to do that. They want to make sure that this is a thing that they're not lampooning. That
in other words, they don't want to make fun of Joe Biden because the people that watch Saturday Night Live feel this election's too critical. You can't make fun of him because Trump can't get reelected. Is that the theory?
Yes. And the jokes just aren't. We have some of it. So this is a cut five. This is Jim Carrey. Maya Rudolph played Kristen Welker. Alec Baldwin. Can we stop with Alec Baldwin?
Yeah, enough with Alec Baldwin already. There's nothing funny about his impression anymore because he's done it too many times.
He has.
And all right, cut five.
All right, yeah.
Mr. Vice President, your turn.
Look, everybody. You know who he is, and you know who I am. I'm good old Joe. I'm reliable as a rock. I've got a 5-star safety rating, and I'm ranked best midsize in my class by J.D. Power and Associates. I don't have a golden toilet seat. I have a soft, spongy one that hisses whenever I park my keister. There's only two things I do. I kick ass and I take trains. And I don't see any trains in sight. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is no malarkey.
And with that malarkey, that's bingo, and I am drunk. Good luck, America.
And live from New York, it's Saturday.
That's awful. It's awful because there's not. I mean, what is the joke? That he said malarkey, that's the joke?
I guess so. Biden bingo. There's no, like, that's supposed to be, that's right before, the live from New York. That's supposed to be the big setup, the big punchline. And wow. That opening sketch was 12 minutes long.
That was painful.
It was painful. It was very,
I watched
very
the entire bad. Thing because I was curious.
Yes.
Said, Jim Carrey's a funny actor. I'm curious if they're going to actually make fun of Joe Biden. They could have made fun of Joe Biden stepping in it about oil and trying to backtrack. There's a million things they could have done. Corn Pop. Where's Corn Pop? Why are they not making fun of Corn Pop?
Agreed.
Like we did. Yeah, I should write for Saturday Night Live. What about making fun of the whole hairy legs thing? He's got hairy legs. Why don't they make fun of that? All those things that Joe Biden said years ago, none of that stuff comes up now. He's just Mr. Cool Guy who's going to kick ass and take names, Mr. Cool Guy, or take trains, which is even lamer, by the way.
I think that when there was many candidates last season and they had each one, they could lampoon him more. And now that he's the candidate, they've realized that they can't. And I think that they made a huge mistake by, you know, and it's a time when we really, like, it's like prime for parody, and they're just failing at it in every sense. But anyway, that's
because
Saturday
of the point you made earlier, which is that their audience is the cancel culture audience now, and they'll cancel Saturday Night Live if Saturday Night Live goes hard on Joe Biden, because this election's too important, so we can't do that. We can only make fun of Trump because this election is too important, and Joe Biden has to win, and so they'll literally cancel Saturday Night Live over this.
They will, and it's just, it's you know, Saturday Night Live used to be, you know, we were talking about this, Rich, off the air the other week. Like, I think that South Park is really the only show now that kind of just goes at everybody. Saturday Night Live used to be that, you know, back in the 70s, and I, it's just not that anymore. You know what I mean?
How about The Simpsons? Do they do that or not anymore?
I haven't watched The Simpsons in a long time.
Yeah,
so
me neither.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bill watches The Simpsons, right?
I'm with you guys. I haven't watched it probably in 5 years. Like, it's been a long time since I sat down and watched a episode of The Simpsons.
I mean, even Saturday Night Live found a way to make Michael Dukakis funny. They were obviously rooting for him back in 1988, but at least it was funny, and the portrayal of him was funny, and those skits were funny.
Yes.
There's nothing funny about Jim Carrey as Joe Biden. Hey, I'm cool guy. I wear sunglasses. Yeah. Look at me. That's the whole bit.
If they put as much effort into his jokes that they did his makeup, because he looks lot like Biden.
That's
if they put a lot of effort into the jokes, I think it would be a lot better. But I guess they just wanted to make Carrey look as much to Biden as possible.
What else you got, Greg?
So on Friday night, Chelsea Handler, you know Chelsea Handler, the unfunny comedian.
Yeah, she's very unfunny.
She dated 50 Cent, I don't know, a few years ago. So she was on with Jimmy Fallon. And white comedian Chelsea Handler is explaining to African-American rapper 50 Cent why, as a black person, he shouldn't support Donald Trump. I'm sure you would like to hear this.
Let's have her white-splain why he should not endorse and support Donald Trump. Go ahead.
You heard about my ex-boyfriend, right, 50 Cent, and his support of Donald Trump.
Yeah, what's going on between you? I saw your tweets and I go, wait, what's happening? Because you said he was your favorite ex-boyfriend, and then what does he do? He's supporting Trump?
He says he doesn't want to pay 62% of taxes, which, by the way, isn't a plan of Joe Biden's. That's a lie. So he doesn't want to pay 62% of taxes because he doesn't want to go from being...
Why don't you set him straight, Chelsea?
20 cent. And
set the black man straight, Chelsea. Tell him how he's wrong at math. Go ahead,
black
Chelsea.
Person, so he can't vote for Donald Trump, and that he shouldn't be influencing an entire swath of people who may listen to him because he's worried about his own personal pocketbook. So I haven't heard back from him yet, but I am willing to, you know, seal the deal in more ways than one if he changes his mind and publicly denounces Donald Trump. I might be willing to go for another spin, if you know what I'm talking about.
Wow. So she's going to prostitute herself out to 50 Cent?
She's going to...
It sounds
after
like...
After she white-splains to him how he's wrong and just... don't stand up for yourself and your needs. You just do what's good for everybody else. You know, like somebody who's not a free person.
Yes. That's a great point. It's a great point. White elitist, rich
elitist
Chelsea
telling
Hunter.
The black man, don't you dare look out for your own best interests. You do what's best for everybody.
Oh God, I could just
I'll have sex with you. And then she's gonna prostitute herself out to him if he votes for Joe Biden.
Yeah,
not an interest.
Do you have to put that in ELEC report? I'm sorry, what, Dawn?
No, I think she wasn't kidding. She's saying she'll go down for the cause.
Yeah, she'll do it. She'll take a spin. Oof. But that's good. 50 Cent, remember your place in society. Don't you dare speak up. Chelsea Handler will set you right.
Wow.
You know there's a hierarchy, 50. Don't you dare step out of line.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll pay as many taxes as we tell you to.
No, this...
Unbelievable. That's unbelievable to me. By the way, are doing a Nonstop Talk, our sponsor, my great friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. I saw an Emmons sign the other day on a house. And I asked the people how it was. They said, great. They did a great job for them. They'll do a great job for you as well. 0% financing on all of their projects. 12 months, same as cash. 12 months, same as cash at Emmons Roofing and Siding. Isn't that amazing? So you can call them. How about a new door or new windows for your home or your office or your home office? Emmons does that as well. And in all the projects, the owners of Emmons, Stephanie and Matt, who are great, wonderful people, just a very young, ambitious couple, and they want to make sure that everybody's happy and the work is done right. Same as cash financing for all 1210 listeners, extended for a year, 12 months. It's great. So when it comes to a roof, you get a 50-year roof. That's the warranty that I have, 50 years on the Owens Corning shingle, or you can get the doors, the windows. I did all those things for my house, and it's fantastic. I love the work of Emmons. I trust them, and you will be very happy. 856-885-6677, 856-885-6677, or emmonsroofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S. emmonsroofing.com, they serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. And, of course, they will take great care of you. 12 months, same as cash financing, emmonsroofing.com.
You're listening to 60 Minutes of Nonstop Talk. The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. From the Malamud and Associates Law Studios.
Okay, I'm going to, I have to ask another question here. Speaking of Ice Cube, by the way, because I mentioned him earlier, and 50 Cent, Ice Cube is also not on the Trump train per se, but he sat down with Chris Wallace over the weekend, and he talked about what the Trump plan is and what they did, and this is a little bit from that interview over the weekend with Ice Cube, cut number two.
Over the summer, Cube released a contract with Black America, calling for reforms to close the opportunity gap in this country.
Descendants of slaves, the ones who built this country, are being kind of forgotten in the fray.
Cube brought his contract to the two presidential campaigns. The Biden camp said they wanted to sit down after the election. But President Trump's son-in-law and top advisor Jared Kushner met with him for 3 hours.
They listened, heard what I had to say, and pumped up their plan and presented it to the people on September, I believe, 24th.
We call it the Platinum Plan.
2 weeks ago, Cube praised the president's Platinum Plan to invest $500 billion in black communities.
Democrats, they got every black celebrity and on their team, so they just figure, tell Cube shut the up and vote.
Well, that's what Chelsea Handler believes.
Yeah, I know.
That's Chelsea Handler's philosophy. You black voters, just shut the F up and vote.
The funniest thing about that, by the way, is Chris Wallace saying Cube.
I agree. Yes. I laughed out. Because that's not his, that's like his stage name, Ice Cube. It's not like
Wait,
Mr.
I missed that. Can you play that again?
Oh my gosh.
It's the very
Mr.
beginning.
Cube.
Very beginning, yep.
Yeah.
Over the summer, Cube released a...
Cube.
Mr.
Hi, Mr. Cube.
Yeah.
My name is Owen.
Can I call you Ice?
I call you Ice.
Cube. It's what his friends call him. Chris Wallace.
Over the summer, Cube released an what? What is that?
The whitest guy on the planet, Chris Wallace.
Ice M Cube, is that your middle name? I want to make sure I've got this right. Ice M Cube? Is it cold? Ice Cold Cube? Can I just call you Ice? You call me Chris, I'll call you Ice? Okay, that sounds good. Meanwhile, Chelsea Handler's going, what's up with all of these black people speaking out about what they want for this country? Just shut the F up and do what you're told.
Toe the line.
Yeah, oh, toe the line. Oh, man, I'll tell you what.
Mm.
That's amazing. So the story of how Cube got into the Trump orbit is pretty fascinating one. But it's also fascinating how the Biden campaign was like, we'll talk after the election. Go back and do your little records. Go back and make your little gangster rap.
Yeah.
What?
No. I'm just saying. Like he's Ice Cube has turned. You know, he was like the gangster rapper for much of the early '90s, and then became like a Hollywood star. You know what I mean? Like, he's very influential in the black community.
All right, so here's a question I have, okay?
Yes, sir.
If Ice Cube and 50 Cent are backing Trump's plans for America.
Yes.
On the other side, you've got Cher and John Bon Jovi backing Joe Biden.
So,
my question is not that black America is going to necessarily go where the celebs go. I don't like to put people in boxes like that. But if you've got two of the whitest artists in America backing Joe Biden and two highly successful black artists backing Trump's policies, if not Trump in name, does that not mean anything to people? Does that not become a cause for at least conversation?
I wonder why you brought those two up, Rich. I mean, it's a good thought. But yes, it's
last night they had a celebrity concert.
Yes.
And among the celebrity concert, the whitest people in music got together to endorse Joe Biden and sing for him. And meanwhile, white celebrities are telling people like Ice Cube and 50 Cent, stay in your lane. But the white celebrities are all backing Joe Biden. Where do we want to go here, Greg?
So last night was Act Blue was the I Will Vote virtual Joe Biden campaign. So all these guys came out for, it was hosted by Anna Navarro and George Lopez. John Bon Jovi was the first one. So, Bill, this is a long clip. You don't have to play the whole thing. Just play a few seconds of him talking at the very beginning, endorsing Joe Biden, and then a little bit of his performance.
Hi, I'm John Bon Jovi. There cannot be more at stake in this election. So we all need to do what we can and get out the vote. If you haven't voted yet, please make your plan right now.
And then here's some. We all know this song, Rich.
We do? Oh, this is the Do What You Can?
Yeah.
Do What You Love?
Yep.
Now, can we play some 50 Cent?
No.
I'm curious. Like, as you're trying to get the turnout in the African-American community in this country, does that play that on the street, or do you play 50 and Ice Cube? Because, I find there's a discrepancy going on here that nobody's talking about.
John Bon Jovi.
Because they're afraid to talk about it.
John Bon Jovi is definitely an older white crowd.
This is old white guy gangster rap.
No, it's what I don't know.
This is old white guy gangster rap right here from John Bon Jovi. So Ice Cube is like, listen, man, you know, the people are descendants of slaves. Like, stop taking the Democrats take us for granted. You got to stand up for yourself. You got to do all this stuff. 50 Cent says, I'm not paying 63% in taxes. I've earned this money. I want to make money. Ice Cube also said to Chris Wallace, you go to work every day. Got to get up and go to work every day. And you work hard no matter who the president is. You get up and work hard. And then John Bon Jovi. But then Cher, who blocked me on Twitter, by the way. You know, I'm blocked on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
That's amazing.
I don't know what I said to her, but if I could take back those words that hurt her.
You could turn back time.
If I could turn back time, Dawn, maybe she'd unblock me and stay.
Maybe.
Is that possible?
No.
Cher blocked me on Twitter. That's my highlight, my claim to fame. That's my claim to fame right there.
Yeah, put that at the top.
She wrote a poem, Greg?
No, this is actually a song that she wrote about Joe Biden. So she closed. They had a lot of, like, the Foo Fighters were there. Like, there were a lot of big acts last night. It was like a 3-hour virtual event. And who closes it? Cher. With a little ditty that she wrote about Joe Biden. This is not a parody. This is not shtick. This is not The Onion. This is really how she closed the show last night.
All right, take a listen.
It seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe.
Oh my God.
He's got a smile that makes the lilacs wanna grow.
Lilacs.
He's got a way that makes the angels heave a sigh.
Stop.
Nope.
Wait a minute. No, I don't really. Stop. This is not real, right?
This is 100% real. It's 100%
real. This is Cher.
Cher.
The Grammy Award winning artist, Cher.
Yes.
Sonny Bono's ex-wife.
Yes.
Right now our country is gloomy. Fear is in the air.
Here, turn it up, Bill.
But when Joe's president, hope is everywhere.
painful. It's so bad.
That's all we need to know.
I want a gangster rap song where she gets shot for this song. I'm saying, not in real life.
That's, yeah.
Stop. That's
it's a plot
spin.
Of the song, I'm saying. A drive-by shooting because of this song. Well, this is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life, by the way.
At least in my life. Everything will smell like lilacs.
Oh, God.
Well, that's good because my New York stinks. Lilac flavor is catching on. Cher will be the official spokeswoman for it. If they played this in prison, I would say this is a violation of the Eighth Amendment and cruel and unusual punishment. That's how bad this song is. But Joe is going. And what's with that voice?
Oh, it's terrible.
What is that?
And, you know, she's
But
she's
Joe
not
will take the sun and the sky and the.
Isn't this what buried Hillary in 2016? Remember she did the concert outside Independence Hall the night before the election?
Oh, yes.
Like, that was painful.
The whitest people on the planet, and they don't understand why they didn't get more turnout for the black vote.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Cheryl, bring home the, you know.
Do you want
even
some,
the millennials? Like really? Like,
yeah.
Do I want some what, Bill?
Do you want some instrumental? I don't know if I can play the actual song from 50 Cent, but I have some instrumental stuff.
No, don't.
Yeah, let's do a little instrumental 50 Cent.
Can we mix that with Cher?
Yep.
Joe will make the lilacs grow. Wow, this is amazing.
It seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe.
Happiness is a thing called Joe.
He's got a smile that makes the lilacs wanna grow.
If my daughter wrote that poem in preschool, I would tell her it was terrible.
Got a way that makes the angels heave our sighs.
I'd say, Claire, you can't write that. The angels give us sight. It's not. It's bad writing. Oh, enough. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Wow. Well, so do you want to be on Team Cher or Team 50 Cent? That's the question I have for you. All right, 855-839-1210. The big story of the day today, by the way, is brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. Toro, for grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. I mean, look, the thing about it is that the serious point on this is that there really is a question of turnout among black voters in this country and who President Trump is, which candidate is speaking more to them. And there's no doubt that if you really listen to what Ice Cube and 50 Cent have both said, Fitty, you'll find out that the president is trying to do more for that community than Joe Biden is trying to do. And that is going to affect turnout in places like Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, which is then going to affect turnout in Pennsylvania. I'm sorry, but Cher is not doing this. Cher is not bringing the vote out in those communities. You know it and I know it. So there's a real point to this. 855-839-1210 is the number, 855-839-1210. The other thing, too, that I want to mention to you is when you think about Pennsylvania, you think about this entire election coming down to Pennsylvania, New York Times front page story about Pennsylvania is that will we be able to know the results on election night? No, we probably won't. But the reality also is will we be able to know them by Friday night? The election may hinge on Pennsylvania. And for Joe Biden, who blew it big time with his comments about oil and fracking and natural gas, this is a real problem for Joe Biden going into this election, a real problem. I'm telling you right now, if Joe Biden loses this election, and Donald Trump has the momentum, people are on their way to go see one of three rallies today in Pennsylvania for you to choose from. Donald Trump has the momentum. Joe Biden has put a lid on it today, Joey the lid. If Joe Biden loses this election, I will tell you exactly why he loses. It's because, among other things, the main thing was his comments about oil at the debate the other night and his inconsistencies on fracking. As the Trump campaign put it, depending on the state he's in, he's either for fracking or against fracking. Do not underestimate how much that matters in Pennsylvania. Do not underestimate that. He probably lost Pennsylvania because of those comments. He certainly lost Texas. So enough with this idea that we're going to say that Texas is a swing state. No, it's not. Now, the other issue, too, is the corruption factor. Does Hunter Biden and the email scandal raise questions about Joe Biden? They did a panel of undecided voters. Undecided voters say the Hunter Biden scandal raises questions about Joe Biden and is a deciding factor in their vote. Cut number four.
You guys have all talked about the emails tonight and Hunter, you know, Hunter Biden, the emails, and wanting to hear more about that. I'm just curious as to whether or not that's affecting your decision.
Yes.
That's actually a deciding issue for you in this election at this point. Thanks.
Okay, let's do a show of hands. Hold on, we're going to do a show of hands first. Who says that it is the deciding issue for you? The deciding issue. One person. Who says John, is a deciding issue for you? The deciding issue?
Yeah, I'd like to know. I mean, we talk about all these things about lying and cheating and stuff. Here's something that popped up. Is it truth or is it not truth? I want to know.
The fact that he doesn't want to answer it scares me, and that's why it's one of my biggest deciding issues, that and fracking. It's a simple question, and he's been avoiding it, and I don't know why. And now it's always been a different answer. Well, that doesn't exist. And then he mentioned his other son, and obviously it was in the last debate he was talking about, obviously, Hunter. I was like, the answer always changes. I want an answer on it. And also what scares me is that the media refuses to talk about it. You get shut down on Facebook and Twitter if you even see the link or something. That's scary to me, and I think it deserves an answer.
Yeah, and the bigger question is, why isn't the media doing this? We have 12 days to make a decision, and this is a very important topic, and nobody seems interested in it.
I find it scary.
If it were Trump, they would be all over it. The media would be all over this. That is what is concerning as well. And I would say the other thing that is concerning, even though this is not a big issue for me, is that for a man who's saying he wants to bring back the soul of America and is relying on his character for votes, this is something that would make the normal, reasonable person question his character.
And we don't want to be dragged through 3.5 more years of the same stuff.
You know, here's something I've observed about this. If the Republicans back in January had followed my advice and made Ukraine and Joe Biden and Hunter Biden a central issue of the impeachment, there wouldn't be a chance this guy becomes president. This issue of Hunter Biden, as I've said to you, it's too late in the game to change large swaths of the electorate. But when you're dealing with a close state where you've got maybe 10,000 votes, and if you can just change a couple thousand votes, it may not be the thing that elects Donald Trump again, but it may be a factor that hurts Joe Biden again. And you add that up to another factor that adds up another 5,000 votes. And that's how you win elections, little by little. It's like the baseball analogy of just getting on base. And don't misunderstand, too, the idea that when you've got, there's a story how liberal politics, COVID-19, and a high cost of living are fueling a new California exodus. I mean, there are people getting out of California, getting out of New York. When Joe Biden's on TV and he's talking about nobody who makes less than $400,000 is going to see their taxes go up. There are a lot of people that make $400,000 and more who do not want their taxes to go up. You know, despite what Chelsea Handler says, the reality of the situation is that there are a lot of people who make money and they like making money and they want to keep making money and they don't want to stop making money. And they might identify to their friends as being woke liberals and they might go to all the cocktail parties. But when it comes down to it, living that lifestyle is expensive and they want to have a bigger house. They want to have a better car. They want all those things. And if they can't afford those things, then they're going to leave. And that exodus out of New York, the exodus out of New Jersey, the exodus out of California, all those factors play in. Here's something else, too. There's no doubt in my mind that people are paying attention to Kamala Harris and her policies, and they should. Kamala Harris was asked a question by Norah O'Donnell yesterday about her positions on things and how she is the most liberal senator. That matters to people as well. And I played the clip earlier, but it's worth playing again. Cut number 11.
GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator. You supported the Green New Deal. You supported Medicare for all. You've supported legalizing marijuana. Joe Biden doesn't support those things. So are you going to bring the policies, those progressive policies that you supported as senator, into a Biden administration?
What I will do, and I promise you this, and this is what Joe wants me to do, this was part of our deal. I will always share with him my lived experience as it relates to any issue that we confront. And I promised Joe that I will give him that perspective and always be honest with him.
And is that a socialist or progressive perspective?
No, it is the perspective of a woman who grew up a black child in America. Who
notice how her voice changes here.
A prosecutor who also has a mother who arrived here at the age of 19 from India, who also, you know, likes hip hop. Like, what do you want to know?
Want to know how your liberal positions will influence the presidency. That's what we want to know. And it's a legitimate question. Because as I laid out earlier, for years I heard how Dick Cheney controlled George W. Bush. And Bush was a puppet. So is Joe Biden going to be a puppet for you? It's a legitimate question. The other point, too, about this, so you add that factor in, too. Then add in the factor about the voters who are worried about Joe Biden's comments on oil and fracking in Pennsylvania. And I played this clip earlier, but I want to play it again as well. This is a Pennsylvania voter who was asked a question about Biden's energy plan. Cut number 10.
Years, but in 2016, Donald Trump ran away with it. He won by 19 points. And one issue he's done well on here that came up in a big way last night is natural gas and fracking. This is an area where a lot of folks credit some of the economic resurgence here to that industry. Just down the road, there is a Shell ethane cracker plant being built that's bringing thousands of jobs to this area, giving a big boost to a lot of local businesses. So this hits home for people. I want you to hear from Katie Lachane. She's a mom here in Beaver County who worked in oil and natural gas for 10 years. Take a listen to what she thought about last night.
To hear him voice his opinions on the energy industry and how he wants to be zero emissions, all I can think about is that is going to cost the taxpayers and that is going to hit home harder for the middle class. He wasn't being as honest as he says he's being.
Okay. He wasn't being as honest as he says he was being. Add that factor in too. And then the question, of course, of voter fraud in Pennsylvania. So Joe Biden bragged about having the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. Now, I imagine what he's trying to say is people that are going to prevent voter fraud because Biden is just reading his notes and the notes weren't very well written. Cut number 6.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
The most extensive voter fraud in the history of politics. There you go. Fantastic. We need that. That's good. I like that voter fraud. That's very, very helpful for all of us. 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210. Add in all these factors and they add up to little things. Little things make a big difference in a state that the president won by less than 0.1%, but where there are 150,000 voters who voted for Gary Johnson in 2016. Where do they go in 2020? A few hours later today, the United States Senate is going to vote to confirm Amy Coney Barrett. Ask yourself this question. You add up the voters in Pennsylvania who are worried about Joe Biden's energy position. You add up the voters and say they voted for Gary Johnson in 2016. And then the ones who voted for Gary Johnson in 2016 but like the president's positions on the courts. Likes the president's positions on the fact there's no new wars. Likes Donald Trump's positions on getting rid of regulations. The fact that he doesn't want a mask mandate to tell them how to live their lives and more control over them every step of the way. Add all that in, and maybe those voters then turn towards Donald Trump. Here's another factor, cancel culture. You know, for a lot of voters who voted for Gary Johnson as a Libertarian candidate in 2016, they despise cancel culture. Dawn, what was the Chris Pratt, your buddy Chris Pratt, who I love? I think he's fantastic. He's one of the Avengers. He plays Star Lord in the Avengers, and he got in some. He's gotten into some trouble for his beliefs over the years, and recently something happened as well, right?
Yeah. So recently, he did was really just speak out. Sometimes he just wears a T-shirt, and that's it. And people just blast the guy. No matter what he says. I mean, it's incredible how people, but more people come out and defend him.
Right.
So that's good. But he was trying to promote himself for people to, like, you know, vote for him, right?
Well, they had a fundraiser, and a bunch of the actors from the Avengers were there. Chris Pratt did not go.
Right.
Because he's not like that. And then he got beat up so bad on social media for it. They wanted to cancel him.
Yes.
Cancel him, left and right, cancel him. Well, you know who jumped to his defense among other people? Iron Man, Tony Stark.
Love it.
Robert Downey Jr. jumped to his defense. And I think that that's fantastic.
Yeah.
He said, because all these people wanted Chris Pratt canceled, he said, "What a world. The sinless are casting stones at my brother, Chris Pratt, a real Christian who lives by principle, has never demonstrated anything but positivity and gratitude. And he just married into a family that makes space for civil discourse and, just plain fact, insists on service as the highest value. If you take issue with Chris, I got a novel idea. Delete your social media accounts, sit with your own defects of character, work on them, then celebrate your humanness." There you go.
Aw.
I thought that was fantastic. And that's why I don't boycott Hollywood, because it's not fair. I love the Avengers. I love those movies. Why should I not watch a movie because I don't agree with Chris Evans' politics, but I do agree with Tony Stark and I do agree with Star-Lord? So just because I don't agree with the politics of one, I'm supposed to hurt those other actors too and myself because I love to watch those movies? No, thank you. And the guy making the sets, right?
Right.
See that?
But he was making a joke, right? Because he was trying to get votes for a People's Choice Award.
Well, so, this one, they're mad at him for so many different things. But this in particular was because he did not go to the fundraiser. He didn't do the fundraiser for Joe Biden.
Oh, jeez.
And he did not, and neither did the guy who plays Hawkeye, Jeremy Evans. He didn't do it either. So good for Robert Downey Jr. for defending him. I like that.
Yeah, I love that.
And I watched The Avengers Friday night. You know, my cousin, he and I are watching all 22 movies again.
Nice.
His dad died of COVID back in March. And he's my mom's first cousin, married into the family. And so his son, he and I, we grew up together. So the two of us, what we decided to do is every Friday, but we can't do it every Friday because we have kids. But what we do is we watch a new Avengers movie. We start in chronological order, going through all 22 movies. There's this app you can use where you can watch the movie together and see each other and comment like Mystery Science Theater. Isn't that cool?
That's so very cool.
So we wound up doing that, and we're up to Avengers now. So we've got, you know, like 18 movies to go, but still, it's fun. And then we do that, and we hang out, and we get to chat, and we talk about the movies and stuff. It's a cool little thing to do if you can't hang out, you know? So
that's awesome.
I don't know when you're finding the time, when you're fixing the washing machine and changing
I'm
diapers.
A renaissance man, Dawn. I have nothing but time. But actually, we're almost out of time, and I forgot to go to news. So let's get some news from you.
Okay, Zioli Show News Live. Good morning. 55 degrees. Doors just opened, by the way, about 27 minutes ago for supporters. They were lined up all night long by the thousands to see President Trump for his first rally today in Pennsylvania. So that one begins at 11 a.m. He'll deliver. It's called a Victory for American Workers. That's in Allentown. Then Trump heads to the Lancaster Airport for a MAGA rally. That's at 1:30. And then by 4:30 this evening, Trump is set for a rally near the Altoona Blair County Airport. That's in Martinsburg, Pennsylvania. So a pretty hectic Monday for President Trump doing all these PA rallies. Delaware Senator Chris Coons speaking out this morning about today's expected confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to justice. So she's on track to become the third Supreme Court justice chosen by President Trump. That should happen this evening, that she could be the confirmation vote. She could be sworn in. We have a sting operation underway to catch and destroy those murder hornets. Sting operation. You like that?
God, see what you did there.
It's the first nest of these murder hornets found in the U.S. They discovered it and vacuumed it out of a big tree in Washington State. But these things are so huge with this terrifyingly, like, horribly painful sting. They're so huge, they can put, like, a transmitter on the thing. So that's how they're trapping and tracking and that sort of thing. The murder hornets.
Murder hornets are here because 2020 is awesome.
I know. And we do have an everybody's watching now this this object known as 2018 VP1. It's the fridge-sized asteroid. It's still heading toward us.
Yes.
November 2nd.
Yes!
A lot of people are pointing out the last famous asteroid that hit Earth 65 million years ago cut off sunlight and made the dinosaurs extinct.
Good. Let's hope it happens to us. I think it's time for Ben Affleck to suit up and go into space and try to blow this thing up.
Good reference.
So why don't we as a nation agree it's time to get rid of Ben Affleck and
get some oil.
Send him into space.
You just want to send him into space.
I do want to send him into space, badly. Lori Kirk on Twitter, she entered me in a contest where you go to Hollywood and you hang out with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Oh, no.
I don't deserve that. That's just mean.
That'd be funny. That would be funny.
That would be, actually, you know what? It would be funny to do, right, Dawn, if
yes.
I just did that just for
you
the
should.
Kicks. But I can't do that because I'd rather get hit by an asteroid than do that.
But would Zioli turn, like Matt would start making fun of Ben? It'd be hysterical.
I could win Damon over and have him turn on Ben for sure. No doubt.
The NBC 10 First Alert forecast today. We've got drizzle, cloudy. The drizzle should end this afternoon, so a high of 65 degrees. It's going to be warm. Tomorrow the sun's going to come out 63 degrees. I'm Dawn. That's Zioli Show News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 855-839-1210 is the number for you to weigh in today if you'd like to. If you're on your way to the president's rally, let me know if you're going. By the way, I'm hearing a lot about the game of Chicago versus Los Angeles. It's a big one, and I'm hearing that Chicago is the underdog at plus six. If you want to take advantage of FanDuel Sportsbook, go for it. The games are great, and the same game parlay bets are awesome as well. FanDuel will refund you the first same game parlay if you lose on any pro football game each week up to $10. It means you can bet a different parlay risk-free every pro football week all season long. You can do that for Monday Night Football tonight if you like, and FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has same-game parlay bets. So if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code RICH when you sign up so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code RICH. Now, you must be 21 and older, present New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Terms apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.